Moncrief on News Talk.
You still might get traumatic flashbacks of having to learn your times tables. Well, it seems as if that hasn't changed too much. According to a new study in the UK, more than a quarter of kids struggle with them. And the hardest question to answer is, what is 9 times 6? Obviously, it's 47. Oliver Murphy is the author of Grasping Grammar. Good afternoon, Oliver.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Why is that one particularly hard for people? Is there any, you know, kind of psychological reason for that?
Well, I think 9-6 as being 54, it might be because of its friend up the road, which is 7-8 or 56. And sometimes those two answers get mixed up. And actually, Sean, there is something a little bit silly about that, because the 9 times tables can be one of the, not only the easiest, but the funnest things to learn. If you put your 10, try this now, Sean, yourself, put your 10, you thought it was 47, put your 10 fingers, if you put your 10 fingers out in front of you, you can do the 9 times tables just straight off. For example, let's do 9 threes. You wiggle the third finger from the left because we're doing 9 threes.
Yeah.
And all you have to keep that wiggling now. How many fingers are there to the left of the wiggly finger?
I'd 7.
2.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Sorry, I was counting both hands there. Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
2
yeah.
to the left. How many fingers in your two hands to the right of the wiggly finger?
Right. That would be 7.
So it's 2, 7, 27. Yep. There
right.
It's done.
Okay.
And the hardest one in the world that people are finding 9-6s, you can do the same way. Wiggle your 6th finger along. That's your right hand thumb. 5 to the left, 4 to the right, 54.
Right.
So, and kids love that. If you do that, I do that with my kids in first year, and they love it. And there it is, 9 times table stuck for life.
Yeah. And is learning times table then is still a kind of a basic of learning basic mathematics?
Well, it's needed, Sean, as you know, and we all know. But I don't think it's drummed in the way that we used to do it. I used to have to learn. We all were given homework that tomorrow you have to know your 7 times tables. And the teacher would ask each person around the classroom and make sure they learned it. I think that's gone out of fashion, like a lot of things, like teaching basic grammar is gone out of fashion. But I believe it should be. I don't mean that every single child has to know every one. I remember I always had a problem for some reason with 8-12s. I don't know why it was, but that was a bothersome one. Now, I'm used to it now. I've used lots. I am a maths teacher and I know it now always. But it was one of those things that when it came up, you were sort of, you know, and everybody has one or two of those. But they are very important, because multiplication is everywhere in your life. If you're playing darts, you have to know to multiply 3 by everything for the doubles and the trebles. If you're doing bets, if you're going to the shop, even if you're going to the shop with 2 euros in your hand and you love these crisps that cost 70p each, you'll have to know your 7 times tables. 7 threes are 21. So have you got enough in 2 euros for 3 packets? No, 7 threes are 21, 210. I'm 10 pence short of getting 3 packets. So it's everywhere in life. And besides that, Sean, if you want to be an advanced mathematician, do higher maths, you must know them for things like as simple as a quadratic equation. X squared minus 2x minus 35. You have to look at the number 35 and say, there's my old friend 35. 35 is 5 sevens. Now I can factorize this quadratic because I know that 5 sevens is 35. They're needed everywhere.
Yeah. So it is a benefit just to learn off those tables by rote.
Yes, because obviously it would be, it's much handier if it's in your head than if you have to think about it and work it out, or, you know, start counting up fingers, or worse still, reaching for a calculator. It's much better if you have those in your head by the time you leave primary school. Yes.
Yeah. And we're getting texts in. These are all from parents, I'm assuming. One person says, how my daughter was taught long division left me completely confused, so I can't help her when she's struggling. Have they changed somewhat how they've taught things like long division?
Well, I'm a secondary teacher, Sean, and I'm not sure how they do it, how they do the algorithm, the well-known algorithm for long division, you know, that we all learned when we were in school. I presume they still do it. And we even use the same algorithm for doing algebraic long division. So these are important things. I hope they still do teach it in primary school.
Yeah. No, but you mentioned calculators there. Has the use of, and they're allowed in schools, has that eroded that kind of ability to do mental mathematics?
It definitely has. Calculators are useful, especially when you have difficult numbers like the sine of 30 degrees or where there's 0.8492 and you have to divide that by 77 to work out the lengths of sides of a triangle, things like that. Of course, we need calculators. But when students start doing things like 19 plus 12, because they've lost the confidence, and that's the thing about knowing stuff in your head, to give you the confidence that I can do 19 plus 12 in my head. That's important. And in fact, there's a friend of mine, Mark, he's another maths teacher, and his school, they thought that the junior cert results in his school were not as good as they should be. This was in the secondary school. So they banned the calculators until the end of first year. So that all the students had to do all the mathematics in first year, all adding fractions, factorising, all that stuff, without the calculator. What happened? The results in the school went rocketing up. Huh. So to delay them as long as possible, so that the students are using their brain rather than their calculators to do most of the maths, is a huge benefit. Get them used to using their brain.
Yeah.
Because it's the same, Sean, if you spend your Sunday afternoon sitting watching television, watching soccer on television instead of playing soccer in the local field, your muscles are not going to develop. It's exactly the same with your brain. If you don't use your brain to do 19 plus 12 and multiplications and all sorts of calculations, your brain doesn't, it loses its ability to do that all the better. So you're going to be less good at calculations and working things out for the rest of your life.
By the same token, and you did allude to this a little while ago, the rules of grammar and learning grammar, is that gone completely now?
Well, that would be the equivalent in English. English is another wonderful subject and a most enjoyable subject. And again, if you want to be a good writer, you need to be taught the basis of grammar. And I don't know why they don't teach. When I become Minister for Education, which will never happen, of course, the first thing I would do is no calculators until second year in secondary school. And the second thing I'll do is that certain things of grammar must be known at age 9 and then different things up. When you're 13, you should know this, and 14, you should know the difference between a semicolon and a colon. Because what happens is nobody teaches it to them, and they reach the leaving cert without knowing what's the difference between a semicolon and a colon, or whether they should say Jimmy and I or Jimmy and me, because nobody's taught it to them. It's gone out of fashion. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, but there seems to be a widespread perception that doesn't matter anymore somehow, that in the normal course of communication, particularly when people are texting each other and online posts and all that stuff, nobody seems to pay that much attention to the rules of grammar.
They don't. And as a result, communications are, as you say, very sloppy. And, you know, a lot of people don't even use capital letters for proper nouns and things like that now. The fact that it's gone out of fashion doesn't mean that to be able to write properly and well is not an important skill. It is. It's a critical skill. And I know that firms in Dublin are teaching their graduates basic grammar because they can't have them sending their clients emails with grammatical mistakes in them. That would be a no-no.
Yeah. Well,
the
no, even things like eat shoots and leaves and all that kind of stuff that, you know, basically,
yes.
Yeah, the commas and syntax, where there seems to be no awareness of the danger of phrasing things a certain way can be interpreted in multiple ways.
That is true. If you the example I give is, have you eaten granddad? If you don't put in the comma there, it's an accusation of cannibalism. Whereas if you put in the comma in the right place, it's just asking granddad, has he had his dinner?
Yeah. Oliver, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Oliver Murphy there, author of Grasping Grammar. So keep that in mind when you're and when you're speaking to your grandfather and you want to know whether they've eaten or not. Fair few comments on that. Do children still learn by rote? I don't think so. Perhaps there is a better way now. Well, I think they do in terms of in national schools and times table. I think there's an element of that there. An easier way to do the 9 times tables is to multiply the number by 10 and take away 1. I must admit, that's what I do. I would, you know, it's what's 9 times 6. I just go, what's 10 times 6? That's 60, and then take away 6 from it, and then you get the answer. But that's probably the wrong way of doing it. My daughter was taught long division, left me completely confused. The 12 times tables are the hardest, 100%, says another texter. I remember the tables being beaten into me at school. Under those circumstances, says John, never forgot them. Well, I suppose, you know, that's one way of doing it. I don't think that necessarily would be recommended today. I'd always do 10 times minus 10 sixes is 60, take away the 6, 54. There's another person who does the same thing. I learned my times tables in Irish, and I still do maths as Gaeilge. It's the only Irish I have left. That's interesting. I still try to and do mental arithmetic whenever I can. For example, totting up a restaurant bill or walking around buying groceries, I try to guess and see how close to the right answer I can get. I'm 54. I'm hoping it will help my brain stay healthy. Good for you. Yeah, and it probably will. The other parent is right about long division, says his texter. Try to help my son. And even looking at the example in his textbook made absolutely no sense. And Stephen says, I thought your guest might mention that if you multiply any number by 9 and then add up the digits of the answer, it will always come to 9. When I text my kids, I always use correct grammar. It rubbed off on them, and now they have good grammar. Okay, well, that's good to know. Kids can't do 8 by 9, but no problem doing 6 by 7. I don't know what that means. Or 67, I suppose, is what you mean there. I used to play darts with my past maths class so they could learn to add, subtract and multiply, etc., says Jim. That's a clever idea. Get them to play darts. Of course, they might stab each other.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.